The Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is brought to you by the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association, ensuring long-term growth is the world's greatest salmon fishery through investment in Bristol Bay science, infrastructure, marketing, and quality. The Bristol Bay RSDA, we're on board with you.
A little lull in the action, at least in Bristol Bay, seems like Area M's outer port Hyden is doing all right. It's Friday, June 30th. We're up to 7.7 million total run. I'm Dave Benninger, and we're glad to be on board with you tonight. Coming up, Area Manager Tim Sands on possibly going into the wood.
So we don't want to go over the top end of the escape mackerel range on the wood again. So the Wood River Special Harvest Area allows us to kind of up the exploitation rate on those fish by getting another chance to catch them.
He says Sunday is the possible day to do that. Plus, Naknek Kwejak drifters reflect on life on the hook.
Lots of card games.
Thumb twiddling. Yeah. Movie watching.
Movies, snapping. That's about it.
The skipper's an ice cream fiend. It's nice having a skipper who likes ice cream so much.
That and more on tonight's Bristol Bay Fisheries Report.
Support comes from Sockeye Silver Jewelry, designed and conceived in Bristol Bay. Gifts that reflect summer fishing adventures for those back home, including anatomically correct sockeye salmon bracelets, earrings, and more. Captain Tom can be reached at 808-989-6745 or online at sockeyesilver.com.
Catch this show live nightly at 6, replayed at 10 and 2 a.m. and online at kdlg.org. Keep in touch by email fish@kdlg.org or give us a call here at the station 907-842-5281. Let's summarize the run here by the numbers. Thursday's total catch in Bristol Bay was 264,000 sockeye. That brings the season total catch to 5.26 million. That's out of a preseason forecast of 27.5 million fish. Escapement yesterday, total was just 122,000 sockeye across the five district rivers. Total escapement so far, 2.4 million, and that brings the season total run now to 7.74 million out of a preseason forecast of 41.5 million fish. Broken down by district, starting with Ugashik, as we always do, not a lot to report this week from Ugashik. Sorry to hear from the folks down there of many days passing by idly waiting. Zero catch reported Thursday, 139,641 sockeye is the season total. Just 282 fish were counted as escapement in the Ugashik River. Season total 420, in-river estimate of 10,000. Brings the total run to Ugashik through Thursday to 150,061 fish. That's out of a preseason forecast of 5.4 million. Igigig posted a decent catch day on Thursday, 162,000 sockeye landed, season total 1.56 million. Escapement not great, 3,700 fish, season total escapement 201,000, in-river estimate of 45,000. That brings the total run to the Igigig district to 1.8 million, that's out of a preseason forecast of 10.6 million. Naknek Kwejak had no fish landed commercially on Thursday. Season total is 95,800. Escapement to the district, starting with the Naknek River, 5,800 fish counted past the tower Thursday. Season total to the Naknek, 63,100. Kwejak River escapement was just 700 fish, season total 2,500. Combined, that puts the district total run through Thursday to 161,600 fish. That's out of a preseason forecast, again, of 16 million. Things slowed down a bit more in the Nooshigak district, posting a catch Thursday of just 101,000 sockeye. Season total now 3.4 million in the Nooshigak. Taking a look at escapement numbers, starting with Nooshigak Kings as we do. 1,373 were counted past the Portage Creek sonar. Season total Kings, Nooshigak River, 33,800 out of an in-river goal of 95,000. Nooshigak Red Escapement, Thursday, 51,000 fish. Season total, 1,047,000. Wood River, Sockeye Escapement, passed the tower 47,000 Thursday. Season total, 1,025,000 fish. And the Agushik River counted 13,300 sockeye past the tower. Season total, 86,000 on that river. Nooshkak District total run now is 6 million sockeye. That's out of a preseason forecast, again, of just 8.6 million. Togiak, 1,100 sockeye landed on Thursday. Season total, 23,000. And that's the district total currently, with no tower counts yet. Forecast to Togiak, estimated to be 660,000 sockeye this season. Average drift delivery size yesterday, Igigik on top here with 455, Nooshkak 116, and Togiak 132 sockeye Thursday. Looking at the allocation for the Nooshkak District, as this will come into play here in a bit, Nooshkak drift catch accounting for 78.8% of the harvest. Nooshkak set 18.9% and Igushik set 2.3%. It's managed for an allocation 74 drift, 20 to the Nooshkak set, and 6 to the Igushik set. Just for fun here tonight, let's look at exactly 1 year ago for comparison's sake. Daily run summary for June 29th of 2016. The total run size was 3.6 million. It's currently 7.7 million now this year, same day a year later. Total run to Ugashik last year was closing in on 500,000 fish on this date. Right now it's at 150,000. Igigik lined up a little similar, 1.2 million on this date last year. It's right now 1.8 million. Naknek Kwejak had a run of 115,000 on this date last year. The cumulative catch was only 22,000 fish on this date last year. Right now, the run to the district is 161,000. Nooshkak is the big change. Last year, on this date, 1.9 million fish total run with a harvest of 1.4 million. This year, today, 3.4 million is the catch and 5.6 million is the total run. Again, that's a comparison from last year. We have the latest Bristol Bay District registration listings from 4:45 this afternoon. There's been some changes throughout the day today. Looks like the Nooshkak fleet has gone down just a smidge here. Starting with Ugashik, 198 permits registered, going to 211 in 48 hours. That's on 147 vessels, climbing to 157 in 2 days. 51 are D-boats currently. Igigik, 469 permits registered today, climbing to 484 in 2 days. 360 vessels climbing to 370, 109 D-boats. Naknek Kwejak growing steady, 308 permits registered today, climbing to 316. On 271 vessels climbing to 279, 37 are D-boats. Nooshkak dropped down to 623 permits today. Six more have dropped for 2 days from now. 481 vessels registered in Nooshkak, climbing to 486. 142 are D-boats. Togiak, 39 on 39, 0 D-boats. That's your Bristol Bay catch and escapement tally. We're waiting on numbers from Port Moeller. We'll have those again for you live on this 6 o'clock broadcast if they come in by email. Want to mention the catches at Area M's North Pen still doing well in that section between Bear River, Three Hills, Ilnik, and Outer Port Hyden, accounting for another harvest of 135,900 sockeye on Thursday. Brings the season total there to 951,000. Spoke with Bob Murphy, area manager, earlier today. He says the two buyers there do have their fleets on catch limits currently. He says that's been par for the course over the past several years. Nelson Lagoon section fished yesterday as well, landing 6,700 sockeye. Season total there, about 60,000. You are listening to the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report right here on KDLG. We'll be back in a moment.
How could anyone pick up your heart just to watch it fall. And that lighthouse that stood on the hill for you now don't shine no light at all. And I know he let you down, and he failed to keep you safe and warm. But when the cold wind blows and the rain just come around, I wanna be your break in the storm. Whoa, whoa.
Thanks for staying tuned to tonight's program. We're glad to have you listening in live at 6. Again, we replay at 10 and 2 and find us online at kdlg.org. Tim Sands is the area management biologist for the west side of Bristol Bay, which is off to one fantastic start. We hope it continues strong and not just early. I spoke with him earlier today for the latest, including what might come of a Wood River special harvest area. Tim, good to catch up with you here this Friday. It seems like things have slowed just a bit in the past couple of days, and it seems like it's slow out there today. Are you hearing anything different?
No. In fact, I'm not hearing anything at all, so that's the sign that it's slow. Yeah, we had the big hit on the 26th, and then it stepped down bit by bit, and yesterday was only 100,000 catch, so waiting for the next big push.
Which, according to some of the port molar numbers, might be in the days ahead here?
Yeah, it seems like it should be any day. There's not a great fish per index correlation this year. You know, we got swamped when there was hardly any index points out there, and now there was a little bit better index points, and nothing's here on it. So it's certainly a little bit confounding or confusing or not ideal.
A couple of questions on your management for the days ahead. One would be, when this Wood River tops, I think it's 1.1 million, you have the option, this escapement, to make a change there. What would that be, and why would you offer that Wood River Special Harvest Area?
The option would be to open the Wood River Special Harvest Area to the gear type that's behind on allocation in the district, and at this time, that would be the set netters. And the plan actually says we have to reach 1.1 million and project 1.4 million, and we're going to reach 1.1 million probably tomorrow morning, and then the 1.4, we believe we're on the first half of the run, and we're already at 1.1 million, then it's pretty easy to project 1.4 million. So we don't want to go over the top end of the escapement range on the wood again. So the Wood River Special Harvest Area allows us to kind of up the exploitation rate on those fish by getting another chance to catch them.
It's a little less chaotic when it's optional. We were talking to a set netter about that on last night's program. Do you anticipate? I did see some folks carrying some signs around today. I bet they're going to mark off those first couple of sites just in case. Do you know when this might happen?
Well, assuming that we get to the 1.1 million sometime tomorrow, then we would open it sometime Sunday morning. That gives people time to get set up and prepare and all that jazz.
Next question on your management would be reaching or getting to a point to waive transfer times. Can you explain when that occurs and if we're getting close to that?
So we waive the transfer period so people can come to the Nooshiegak District without having to wait the 48 hours when we hit the mid-range of the escapement goal on all three rivers. And we're over that point on the Nooshiegak River, but we're not yet to that point on either the Agushik or the Wood River, and it could be several more days at least for both those rivers to go over their mid-range.
And that's transferring into the district?
That's correct, transferring into the district.
Let's see, Tim, there's one more change happening here in the district, and that involves our annual subsistence sort of restriction. Can you explain what that is?
Right, so the Nooshiegak Advisory Committee and the Board of Fish, Nooshiegak Advisory Committee submitted a proposal years ago before my time, the idea being to prevent waste of fish when the fish are really pushing through And so they put this restriction in where the subsistence fishing goes to 3 days per week so that people don't leave nets out too long and plug them with many hundreds of fish when they really only need a few fish. And that schedule is 9 a.m. Monday to 9 a.m. Tuesday, 9 a.m. Wednesday to 9 a.m. Thursday, and 9 a.m. Saturday to 9 a.m. Sunday. And it begins Sunday, July 2nd. So nets have to be out of the water in the affected area beginning 9 a.m. Sunday morning. And that affected area, there's been some confusion about too, that is from the commercial district boundary all the way up to Red Bluff on the Wood River, on both sides of the Wood River, and all the way up to Lewis Point on both sides of the Nishigack River. So those areas are the areas that are closed based on the schedule. And the confusion has been that some people thought, well, if you went across Wood River, you were okay any time of the week, and that's not correct.
Tim Sands, area management biologist for the west side of Bristol Bay, which is in a little bit of a lull. Tim, thanks so much for the update.
All right, Dave.
Support for the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report comes from Deep Sea Fisheries Incorporated, working to provide top-quality Alaskan seafood with a commitment to sustainable sourcing. Serving Bristol Bay salmon fishermen with the Big Creek Fisheries Shore Plant since 2008. More at deepseafisheries.com.
They tell me you're running free, your days are never blue. I wish I had your good luck charm and you had a do. I could do. Yeah, I see you going down the street in your big Cadillac. You got girls in the front and got girls in the back. Yeah, way in the back. You got money in a sack. Both hands on the wheel and your shoulders right back. Rip it, rip, 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 ba-booba. I hear tell you're doing well.
This is the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report on listener-supported KDLG. Our annual pledge drive is coming up in about 2 weeks, and we'll tell you plenty more about that as we get close. We do want to point out a couple of interesting changes this year, and a big thanks to the following seafood companies: Alaska General Seafoods, Icicle Seafoods, Leader Creek, and Ocean Beauty have agreed to accept your pounds as a pledge during the pledge week. We'll have dates specific to some of these companies, so don't try it just yet, but if you can't reach into the wallet and dig out a credit card in the meat of the season, they're willing to mark some pounds as a donation on your fish ticket and send us the check later. Again, big thanks to Alaska General Seafoods, Icicle Seafoods, Leader Creek, and Ocean Beauty for helping participate, raise some money for KDLG. The Naknek-Quijack District has been a little slow to get going again this year. While fish are coming in at record-breaking numbers here in the Nooshigak, skippers in the Naknek-Quijack are playing the game of hurry up and wait. Several of them spoke with KDLG's Caitlin Tan yesterday.
Boats are anchored and lined up at the Naknek Silver Bay Dock. Skippers and crew are working on last-minute repairs. Some are playing cards, reading books, napping. The overall sentiment is disappointment from the last two openers.
So yeah, it was real slow. It was actually really, really slow. Discouragingly slow.
Do you have high hopes for the next few days?
Yeah, I believe the fish are coming. Just a matter of, you know, when they get here.
That's Sean Carlson, the captain of the Donovan. They went out for the Naknek-Quijack Wednesday opener. He says the seals were catching more fish than anyone else. John Vukas, captain of the Mad Max, says he's worried the fish won't come.
My beliefs are, 37 years as a commercial fisherman in Bristol Bay, that we destroyed an early run. And it's going to take many generations, maybe never, for this early run or beginning of this run like it used to be. This is proof now for the last 4 years that our fish is late, and mostly it's on the west side.
He's been fishing the Naknek-Quijack District since 1992. He says if the fish don't come in, he might just quit the business altogether.
It's going to force me to probably quit fishing. I have 4 to 6 man crew. I can't afford the expenses, the insurance, fuel bill, the food to keep the crew. And no, I'm not fishing anywhere else but here. So if this is not going to go, I'm going to get out of the business.
But this is not everyone's sentiment. Jared Russell and Christian Hertzberger, crew on the 401k, say the fish are still coming.
Oh, I think they'll come. The last 2 years, everyone's been preparing for doomsday, for the fish not showing up, yeah. So.
My greenhorn year, we went everywhere up and down the river, and everyone was just all doom and gloom, and they finally came. It's just a matter of trying to get out of here before, like, August, mid-August.
During the last couple openers in the Naknek Kwijak, the 401k brought in just over 1,000 pounds. As numbers swell in the Nooshigak, Hertzberger says he's regretful they didn't transfer. In the meantime, the 401k crew are playing the waiting game.
Lots of card games.
Thumb twiddling. Yeah. Movie watching.
Movies, snapping. That's about it.
Tell me about the little snack you guys just got.
Oh, down at the D&D?
The skipper's an ice cream fiend. It's nice having a skipper who likes ice cream so much.
The Naknek Kwijak is on standby until 9 this morning. In Naknek, I'm Caitlin Tan.
The Bristol Bay Fisheries Report was made possible in part by the Bristol Bay Fisheries Association, advocating for fishermen. More information at bristolbayfishermen.org.
This next story comes to us from our colleagues in Sitka, who found a small group of go-getters outfitting an old vessel to become perhaps the next floating processor to buy fish here in Bristol Bay, but not till next year. The entrepreneurs behind this effort are betting $2 million they can deliver a better quality Bristol Bay sockeye. Robert Woolsey has the story.
12 processors buy fish in Bristol Bay, and next year there will be a 13th, Northline.
There'll be three more of these ice machines when we get done.
This is Pat Glob, who, with his partner Ben Blakey, has bought a 150-foot former helicopter logging barge and is converting it into a floating fish processor. When it's done, this facility will be able to freeze up to 300,000 pounds of whole sockeye a day while tied to the banks of the Ugashik River, about 85 miles south of Naknek, where the nearest processors are located. But right now, these guys are over 800 miles away from Bristol Bay in a makeshift office aboard the barge moored at Sitka's industrial park.
Roger, sit.
Not many people get out this way, according to Blakey's dog, Roger. Any other year, both Blakey and Glob would be fishing in Bristol Bay now instead of building a seafood plant. Blakey has leased out his boat for the summer.
I spent pretty much every summer in Bristol Bay since I was a kid. That's actually where I met Pat.
So, yeah, we met as we're fishing partners when we both started fishing in the Bay many, many years ago. Yeah, he being in college at the time and me being just after Leader Creek building a plant there and getting a little bit into the fishing end of things there a little bit. So we partnered for a few years and we've kept very close ever since.
Their idea is simple. Ice where it's needed. The length of time a Bristol Bay sockeye spends in the hold of a gillnetter until it's delivered to a tender or processor is highly variable. Some fishing boats are equipped to refrigerate seawater to cool down their catch. Most are not. Blakey and Glob want to close that gap.
There's a real need in the Bay for chilled fish. There's nobody in the world that wouldn't say that there isn't a portion of that fleet that hasn't the ability to take care of these fish properly. We feel this thing will fill that need.
Pat Glob is a self-taught engineer and one of Alaska's most prolific seafood plant builders. He built the Leader Creek plant. He also built the Silver Bay Seafoods plant in Naknek and its plant across the harbor here in Sitka. This barge is actually his 11th processor. And Blakey thinks the completely self-contained floating plant may be one of Glob's best ideas. Technically a tender, this barge will operate with around 20 people as opposed to the 200 or so needed to run a processor on shore.
There's a lot of communities in Alaska that can't really support a full-time cannery or a processor with that many people because they don't have enough volume. If a outfit like this can get by with less overhead and lower labor costs, they might be able to park it in front of a more isolated area.
The barge has four levels. Topmost is the former helipad, which will be used for net storage. Below that are the offices and crew quarters. On deck, Glob's crew is installing evaporators for the huge freezers, and there is a large area with cranes for offloading fish. Below decks is a massive compressor, one of three planned, and holding tanks for fish and frozen slush. Glob will test the barge's processing capability right here later this summer on pink salmon, around 90,000 pounds a day. In the fall, he'll haul out the barge on a ramp that the industrial park has authorized him to build on his leased land and prep the hull for its voyage to Bristol Bay next spring. The labor on the barge will be devoted to sorting the fish by quality, and that's where Glob hopes to find a premium price.
What we want to do is we want to dump them out, take a good look at them, right? Even pull three fish out and check them and make sure they test out. And if they don't test out, we can call them aside. And it's not a punishment to the fishermen. It's feedback for the fishermen and not punishing our market, who will get those randomly if I just dump them in as they're doing now, right?
This is what Glob thinks will be the game changer for Bristol Bay. Accurate grading, more high-quality fish, a longer-lasting product, and community-oriented employment in some of the more remote corners of the region. It's a forward-thinking vision for this old logging barge, which is slowly becoming a high-tech processing platform. Glob builds with the future in mind. He introduces me to his son-in-law, and I look around and notice that except for Glob, there's no one over 30 at work on this project.
I often ended up with 15 or 20 people in their 20s who were just coming into the work world in their lives looking for a career instead of just a way to keep their hands busy. And I very much enjoyed that interaction to live with people whose lives are expanding.
And expanding is what Glob hopes for. If this pilot project is successful, he and Blakey plan to build at least three more processing barges, brand new from scratch, in Sitka's industrial park. Each will cost around $5 million, and the pace of work, fast and furious.
Gee, no one's ready for this.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.
Well, friends and listeners, I've been milking the clock trying to find out what happened at Port Moeller's test fishery today. It doesn't look like that will make it in time for our 6 o'clock broadcast. We will have the latest for you tomorrow at our early show at 1:30. Some news in from the state. Alaska Governor Bill Walker signed the operating budget today without vetoing any of it. The portion of the budget directly controlled by the legislature includes $4.9 billion, with a B. The budget includes money for permanent fund dividends of $1,100. The budget decreases funding for government agencies by roughly $150 million. It increases funding for state retirement payments and debt service. Walker thanked the legislature for avoiding a government shutdown, but he says their job is not complete. The budget closed a $2.5 billion gap between what the government spends and what it gets in taxes, fees, and oil royalties. It used state savings from the Constitutional Budget Reserve to close the gap. There isn't enough money in this reserve to cover next year's budget. Your marine weather forecast before we go tonight. Bristol Bay waters, northwest winds of 10 knots, seas 2. Tomorrow, northwest 10, becoming west in the afternoon, seas 2. Looks like it'll pick up some Saturday night and on through Sunday with west winds of 20, seas 4. Saturday night into Sunday. And Sunday night, west winds perhaps up to 25 knots, seas pushed up to 6. From Port Hyden to Cape Sarachef, northwest 15, seas 3. Tomorrow, west 20, seas 5. Saturday night, west 15, seas 4. Sunday and Sunday night, west 15, seas 4 feet. Keep in touch with us, fish@kdlg.org, if you have song requests, feedback, story ideas, or messages to send out to the fleet here on this program. This show airs 7 days a week and is dedicated to covering the most dynamic salmon fishery on earth. It's made possible with the generous support of our underwriters and individual donations from listeners and you, the fishing fleet. With help from the rest of the KDLG team, I'm Dave Benninger. Good night, good fishing, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.
The Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is brought to you by the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association, ensuring long-term growth is the world's greatest salmon fishery through investment in Bristol Bay science, infrastructure, marketing, and quality. The Bristol Bay RSDA, we're on board with you.
This is KDLG.